With me I have John Campion, the Police and Crime Commissioner for West Mercia, and they're here today at the Lickey Hills following the off-road biking incidents over the past few weeks. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what you're doing there today?
So we're here today on the Lickey Hills in response to local concerns that we've had around the illegal use of bikes on this beautiful part of Worcestershire. We're here today putting up warning signs, reminding people that it's not supposed to happen, but also with the police to set out how we will also take enforcement action for those that don't heed those warnings. Because ultimately we want to make sure that people are using this park that's intended and enjoying a beautiful part of Worcestershire.
And also the other thing is obviously there's been numerous concerns over the last few weeks. I was at a packed meeting in Rubery where it got pretty heated. People are fed up of this because it seems to be happening on a regular basis. But you are, redeploying some resources to combat this menace.
Absolutely, there are local dedicated embedded community police officers who are working with the community to solve this, and we need their help. We need to make sure that the community are reporting when it happens and giving the intelligence to the police so we can catch those responsible.
And now the public, obviously this is what happened at the PACT meeting. They were told to report dates, times, record it all, and there's been a lot lately about 101, isn't there? Use 101 rather than 999, but obviously if this is happening, they should be using 999, surely.
If there's a crime in progress, or indeed there are threats to property or to life, then people should use the emergency system. We will never tell somebody off for using 999 when it should have been 101. People have to make a judgment. We're clear, the police need the intelligence around when these crimes are happening so that we can respond accordingly. There is a danger that somebody will be badly hurt at some point, and that's why you're seeing a robust police response, not only warning people to stop, but also enforcement action if they don't.
And how confident are you overall that you can stamp this out?
I'm very impressed and reassured by West Mercia's response to this issue. We are never going to eradicate people's poor behaviour, but what you've seen is a sensible balance between proactive education but also enforcement to say that if you don't behave, we will step in and enforce the law.